It's been a top priority. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News.
It's time to act. It's time for Congress to act. The president has long urged Congress to take action to fight gun violence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, as President Biden again pushes for gun reform legislation after the mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas, she says during his State of the Union address, the president asked Congress to pass proven measures, including universal background checks. 2 days after the shooting, a memorial has been put in place outside the school.
Flower bunches, teddy bears, homemade wooden crosses painted angelic white all adorn the front sign here at Robb Elementary School, where 19 children and two teachers were killed. Maria Martinez drove all the way from Houston to visit it.
Just to pay my respects, bring them some flowers and a little toy. I didn't know them, but I wanted to be here.
Efe Obayagoma survived the roadside shooting spree in Midland, Texas in 2019. He has three healed bullet wounds, and he came to visit.
Praise to God and thank God. They are in a better place.
In Uvalde, Texas, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Texas authorities now say the gunman was in the school for over an hour before he was killed by law enforcement. The president and first lady will travel to Uvalde Sunday. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says he's ashamed the U.S. is, as he put it, becoming desensitized to the murder of children and is calling for action. Cardona spoke before a House panel this morning. China and Russia have both vetoed a UN resolution sponsored by the United States that would have imposed tough new sanctions on North Korea for its recent missile launches that could be used to deliver nuclear weapons. Wall Street stocks ended higher as investors cheered a strong set of quarterly results from Macy's and other retailers. The Dow added 516. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
No bail for a man who's accused of shooting and killing a fellow passenger on a New York City subway.
A second-degree murder charge for Andrew Abdullah, the alleged subway shooter who cops say killed Daniel Enriquez as he rode the Q train to brunch. Assistant District Attorney Nicole Blumberg says it happened at 11:42 Sunday morning. Witnesses say the suspect was pacing back and forth inside the subway car. Enriquez, a Goldman Sachs worker, was seated and looking at his cell phone when Abdullah pumped one shot into him. The defendant said nothing at his bail hearing. The NYPD says after the shooting, Abdullah handed the Luger 9mm handgun, confirmed to be the murder weapon, to a homeless man who later sold it to another vagrant for drugs. CJ Papa, Fox News.
British prosecutors have charged actor Kevin Spacey with four counts of sexual assault against three men. The allegations date back to 2019. More people are planning to fly this summer, and that's prompted a major airline to scale back to prevent overworking their system.
Delta is seeing more demand for its flights, so it's trimming its schedule through August to improve reliability. Reuters says the change was revealed in an email to employees. Delta says it's working to relieve pressure by proactively thinning the schedule over Memorial Day and through the balance of June. The airline says the change is only by a few percentage points. Delta CEO Ed Bastian previously said the airline has been seeing the strongest period of bookings ever in its history. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Twitter will pay $150 million to settle a federal lawsuit that claims it did little to protect the privacy of users' data, and the company has also agreed to implement new safeguards to keep users' data private. The Justice Department claims Twitter was lax with security over a six-year span, even while claiming data was protected. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.